Lasagna. Rashi says, Kafisi Yosem Mechazoka. I forced them that the children now should still support their father. So it's like this. Iyamrit Bishlay Malav Dino. If you tell me now that's not the halacha, so in the normal case, we say the matana takes place, and the father is called in on, he has a right to collect stocker. The sons don't have to support him. Mishumachi Yasinu. That's why it's Mashmir Rabbi Yechanan forced the children to support the father. But El Yamrit, if you're going to tell me, Dino, if you tell me that's talocha, like the Konis Usha, that you're supposed to say the matana is not chal completely, but rather than the chosim is still left over for the father to get fed from, is Asinu boy? Why do you have to force him to do it? So we're here at Smashma, so why we don't pass like this? That the din is that the matana took place, and it's only here Rabbi Yechanan told him to feed him. Right, Omer Rabbi Loi, Loi says like this, B'yusha hishkinu, nushna mena nola takona, tera mevazvez, ayyavazvez, yesu mechaymish. Somebody wants to give away stocker, to give money to the anim, to the poor people, you shouldn't give away more than a fifth of your property. Shouldn't give away at one time more than a fifth. So Rashi Shem Nechosov. So it's Tarach Labrius, because even if you're going to give away more than a fifth, you'll become poor yourself, and you yourself will have to go around begging for money. So you're not supposed to give away more than a fifth. Ha Yevazvez Yosem Mechaymish. Tanya Nam Yachav, we'll learn this also. Ha Mevazvez, somebody gives away stocker. Ha Yevazvez Yosem Mechaymish. You shouldn't give away more than a fifth of your property. Why? Shema Yitztarach Labrius. Maybe you'll need the people. In other words, you become poor yourself then, and you yourself will have to go around to collect stocker. So therefore, it's not good to give away so much. So Tayyip says, it means to say in the forest, be yashalmi, that shepam rishayna yachol avazves chaymish. The first time you give, you could give away one-fifth. Mikan v'yelech b'chol shana v'shana yitain chaymish revach. That's the way you should do it. The first time, give a fifth of all your money. Then every year from then on, the income you make, the profit you make throughout the year, you should give one-fifth of that for tzedakah. It happened one person wanted to give away more than a fifth of his property. And his friend did not let him. Omani, who was his chaver? Rabbi Yeshevov. For Yarmulon, some say Rabbi Yeshevov. It was Rabbi Yeshevov that wanted to give away more than a fifth. His friend did not let him, and who was his friend? Rabbi Akiva was Rabbi Akiva. Omer Rav Nachman, Vitaim Rav Acher by Yaakov, Micro, where's the pasuk for this? That you should not give away more than a fifth? The pasuk says, V'chol asher titen li asar asren l'cho. Yaakov Avinu said, whatever you give me, whatever Hashem gives me, I'll give away a tenth. So it says, Lashon of asar asren, like a double tenth, which means a fifth. The Rashi says, Asar Asrenu, Shnei Yisurim, like two tenths, Hevel Luchaymish. That's like saying, I'll give away a fifth. Fred Gemara, Bole, Domi Yisura Basra, the Yisura Kama. It's not like the second tenth or the first tenth. So Rashi says, the Chishakles Lakama, when you take off first one tenth, Poshalu Tess, you only left with nine tenths left. The Chihodra, Madlas Me Yesterday, when you take a tenth out of the nine tenths, Lav Ki Kama, it's not as great as the first tenth. V'yenkan chaymish b'shneim. You don't really have a fifth between both of them. In other words, the pasuk is mashma, I'll take off a tenth first, and then I'll take off a second tenth. So that's not called one-fifth. It's a little bit different. It's only one-tenth first, and then one-tenth from nine-tenths. So the marvo le'domi yisuri basul yisuri kama. So Rav Asher Rashi says, asrenu le'basro ki kama. Henechanami. As Rashi Asrenu midloy tziv aser aser lechohochi kamar Asrenu kerishon enochnami. The second tenth will be the same way the first tenth is. That my sesheni year kerishon. In other words, I'll give one fifth. That's what Yaakov Avinu meant to say. Not mamish two one tenth, then one tenth of that, but as if to say I'll give off one fifth right away. Omer Rav Simi Barashi.
Like these halachas that Jebeloi is saying over the name of Rabbi Yishia, each one is saying over from less and less names. Like Rashi says, the first one, Jebeloi said over in the name of Rish Lakish, Rishim Yehuda of Rabbi Chanina. The second one, he said over, Jebeloi said over in the name of Rish Lakish. And Shlishi says, Jebeloi Yiluchuda, he's the one saying it by himself.
V'simnecho ketanim kisvu, ketanim wrote it, or vizvizu. The word Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak said like this, V'yushes kinu nushle menet akorna, sh'yayodo mizgalgu limbonov ad shtey mesreshona. The person has to take care of his son till he's 12 years old. Trashim megalgalima means in misarav melilmoid. If your son doesn't want to learn, as yegalgalimoid benachas with varm rakim. If your son doesn't want to learn, still be nice to him. Don't force him like. Until he's 12 years old, you have to have patience with him and go easy on him. Mikan bielach, once he becomes 12 years old, then yoredim alachayiv. Rashi says lerdoisay b'ritzura. Then you have to start forcing your son to learn. Over chayselachem and don't feed him if he doesn't want to learn anymore. Then you have to force him. For the Gemara, it's not like this. Rav said to Shmuel Bashelis that when you have a son less than 6 years old, don't bring him into the cheder. Bashish, when he's 6 years old, kibbul, bring him into cheder to learn. To soften like ketura, and you should stuff him up like an ox. In other words, let him learn a lot of Torah, force him to learn. So here it's Mashma, once he's 6 years old, you should start forcing him to learn. And here you're telling me until he's 12 years old not to force him? So Marin says, in Safale Keturah, true, Havada, when he's 6 years old, start learning with him a lot of Torah. Stuff him up like an ox. Miyu, ain't a Yeredim Olechayev. But if he rebels, if he doesn't want to, you don't force him. Ad Liacha Shteim Asreshon, until he comes 12 years old. Once he's 12 years old, then you have to force him to learn. But if the son learns on his own, you have to feed him as much as possible when he's 6 years old. From then onwards. For your boy, same another Torah says, Lakasha, Hola Mikro, Hola Mishnah. One is for Mikro, when he's 6 years old, you start teaching him Chumash. Hola Mishnah, the teacher Mishnah is when he's first 12 years old. The Yomar Abaya, Omer Liyeh, my mother told me, Bar Shish Le Mikro. When a kid is 6 years old, then you should start teaching him Chumash. Bar Esa Le Mishnah, when he's 10 years old, start teaching him Mishnayis. Bar Tleisa, when he's 13, Latanisa, that's when he starts fasting. Mies Liyeh. She starts fasting all times. Over Tinoikis, Bas Teresa.
When they're 12 years old. And really, Rashi explains, that's what it says here, that a Tinoik is when he's 13. Rashi says, but 2 years before that, there's the mitzvah chinuch to start to make them fast l'shoyis, at least part of the day. And Rashi also explains, that's what it says when they're 13 here, or when they're 12, it doesn't mean really when they're bar mitzvah ready or bas mitzvah. Because them shita, they have to fast the whole day. But it means to say the year before that. Like from 12 to 13, or from 11 to 12, that last year, even that year, Rashi learns midrabbonin, they still have to be mashlam though, tainis, meyes, liyes. Yeah, now the Gemara says, Vaita, Omar Abaye said that Omar Liyem, his mother told him, Hai bar shish, if you have a 6-year-old boy, the tarki le akrovo, the yoima de mishlam shis, if he got bit by a snake on the day he finished his 6-year-old.
Well, if a snake bit him, the yom of the mishlam shis, on the day when he became 6 years old on his birthday, lechaya, Rashi elul im loy b'fuat beduka, he won't live unless you give him a good medicine. Mayasu, so what's the good medicine? Mirurasa, didoda, Rashi mara shaldaya shakir invest. You have to take the mara, the gallbladder, out of this bird, the daya, chiyur, the white one, v'shichra, it has to be with beer. Nishvayu, let him rub it on him. V'nishkayu, let him drink it. That's the refuah to give him. V'ayta harbar sheisha. If you have a boy 6 years old, the Torah lays dibura. Harbar shasa. A kid 1 year old. The Torah lays dibura for a hornet. A bee stung him. V'yayma dimishlam shasa. When he's 1 year old. L'chayi also, he's not going to live unless you do the special medicine. Ma'yi susa, what's the medicine? Atzasa didikula. Take the heart of the palm tree. Pamayin water, nishvayu, rub it on him, for nishkayu, let him drink it. Omar Rav Katina, kol amachnis espinoi, pochos mi ben sheish, whoever brings his son, like into ched, to start learning, when he's less than 6 years old, pochos ben sheish, rotz achro v'yena magia. So Rashi learns, rotz achro v'lihav roysoi lach yoysoi, you're going to have to, make him healthy. V'yena magia, misukin ulamas, mirayv cholshoi. It's no good to make him learn, bring him into the yeshiva before he's 6 years old. But to put too much strain upon him, he'll be very weak then. And he could the army some say no. It means chaveru rotzen achravena magino. I said the opposite. Trash liyos pichin b'terekim meisoi. Your son mushtaigas to be so great that other people try and run after him and they won't reach him. But so be tremendous. V'tavayu isnayu, and the both is true. Cholish v'gomir. V'tavayu isnayu cholish v'gomir. And both things are true. He's going to be very weak, but a gomir is going to learn also. And he boys him another teretz. I'll tell you how the kochish. Hodabori. One is where he's weak, then you shouldn't bring him in. Where he's healthy, Hodabori, when he's healthy, then you could bring him in, then it's a good thing to do it.
Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here.
You're holding daf nun omr aleph. In the bottom, three quarters down. Mor says, Omr Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina. In the Yusha skinu, the Anusha, another takona they made over there was that Ho'isha Shemochra B'nichse Miluk. An Isha that sells from Ho'nichse Miluk. Nichse Miluk means the property that she owns. Let's say she yashin from her mother, from her father. She has her own property that belongs to the wife. And when she gets married, the halacha is that the husband is allowed to use the peiros. He's allowed to plant the field and eat the fruits that grow out of it. The peiros belong to the husband. But the keren, the actual property itself, belongs to her. So now the isha shemochra b'nichse milug. The isha that sells her nichse milug. B'chayi b'ayla, when her husband is still alive. Even though the kol zaman she owns it, the husband has the right to eat the peiros from it. But still she has a right to sell it though. She owns her property, it's property that she brought in, that belongs to her. Halacha is now umeso, and later when she dies, if she dies first, if the wife dies first, halacha is habal moitzi miyad halakuchas. The husband has a right to take it away from the ones that bought it off his wife. Again, his wife, when they were alive, she sold her nechasim that belonged to her to somebody else, to Reuven. Now when she dies, the husband has a right to take it away from Reuven. Why? Now that's the tekona. So Rashi says, "Deshavi rabbonin kolakeach vulakeach rishon." Mid rabbonin gave a husband a right as if he bought the property off his wife, and he's the first buyer. So therefore, together, like when you get married to your wife, there's such an inyan that the husband yarshins his wife. Any nechosim that she owns, when she dies, it goes over to the husband. So this is a takana nusha that when she first got married, she owned property. So at the time when they're alive, she's the owner of it. But if she goes out and sells it, when she dies, the rabbanim made it as if he bought it off her first. Therefore, he has a right to take it away from these people that bought it now. Because as if to say, like, when she dies, the din is that the husband yarshins his wife. So the rabbanim made it that la'acha misa, when she dies, it's as if the husband has it from the beginning of the chasna, from the beginning. As if, like, he bought it off her first. See, even though kol zaman she's alive, she has a right to sell it, and the people that buy it could use it, but once she dies, then the husband gets it back. That was at the corner they made an usha. Tzemura says, Ashkeche Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef v'Rabbi Avua. Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef found Rav Avua, Tevikoi b'yuluchson b'yusha. He was in Uchson Rashi Asifus b'nei Yodim. There was a meeting, a lot of people together, in Usha. Omalei. So Rav Yitzchak said like this, Man moro d'shmaita v'yusha. Who was the one that set over these halachas in Usha? Who was the moro, means the master of these learnings in Usha? Omalei, they said back, Rav Yosef, Rav Chanina. It was Rav Yosef, Rav Chanina, he was the one that made these takonis. He was the one, he was the Moro. Trashtoni Mineid, Rav Yosef, Rav Chanina, Moro Hevei, he was like the Russian Usha, he was the one that made these takonis. Is Toni Mineid, Aboy in Zimna, he chazli learned it over 40 times, this Yediyah, that to know who was the Baal HaShemua, who was the one that set over these lochas in Usha? It was Rav Yosef bar Chanina. He chazed it over 40 times. V'domi lei was to him like command the machto lei bekista, like as an expression as if you have it in his pocket. As after chazling it 40 times, that's called now he knows it clearly. He has it in his pocket. Now he'll always remember who was the one that learned the lochas in Usha. Dashin Psukim now, Pasuk and Tilim, Ashrei Shomrei Mishpat. Oise Tzedakah B'choleis. Ashrei, worthy is the person that watches Mishpat, judgment. Oise, he does Tzedakah B'choleis at all times. He's always doing Tzedakah. For at the Gemara of the Chiev Shalasai Tzedakah B'choleis, is it possible for a person to be doing Tzedakah at all times? 24 hours a day, could you always be doing Tzedakah? What does it mean B'choleis? He's doing Tzedakah. So Mar says, Dor Shur Rabbi Sein Shabiavna. Or Rabbi Sein, when Yavna made a drush like this, we Yamrlon, some say, Rabbi Eliezer. So what does the Pasuk mean? Zehazan Bono Vubnoisov Shem Ketanim. A person that supports his children when they're young, that's like Mr. Tzedakah. So Tomid, you're always doing Chesed with them, Tzedakah with them. Rashi says, Shetomid Yoim Valaila Hein Olav. You're supporting them day and night. Vit stalker, really it's called like stalker. Sheino chiyuv olav hem, like we had the Gemara before yesterday. There's no chiyuv midiraisa for father to support his children. It's only as a din stalker, but of ada, you're supposed to do it though. It's a midas achzorius if you don't do it. But call upon him, there is a mitzvah, and if you could afford it, doesn't even forces you, we had yesterday, to support your children. But call upon him, it's called stalker. So that's called eisat stalker b'choleis. Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni Yomar, Zeha Magadal Yosem V'Yosem V'Tech Vesei. If somebody raises an orphan, a girl or a boy, you raise them in your house, that's called you're doing Tzedakah B'Choleis. Umasin, and you marry them off also, that's also called Tzedakah B'Choleis. Right, and the Pasuk says, Hoin V'Yoshe B'Vesei. You have a lot of money in your house, V'Tidkosoy Medes Lad, but it's Tzedakah you're doing will stay for you forever. Is Rav Huna of Rav Chizda. Chadama one says, Zeha loyme Torah malamda. That Vititkosu Emedes Lad means somebody that learns Torah, and also he teaches it to others. So Rashi says, Miskayemes boy. Harehain v'yoshe, hoin v'yoshe b'vesai. The fact you learn Torah and you know Torah, that's called you have a lot of riches in your house. Vititkosu Emedes Lad, Al Shatorach Lalamed Latamidim. The fact you teach it over to Talmidim, that's called Vitzitkosu Emedes Lalad. The Chadom, another man Yomah says, Zeha Kosev Torah Neviyu Muksuvim. Somebody that writes Svarim, he writes Torah Neviyu Muksuvim, or else his man is there like you buy Svarim. Umashilu Lacherim, and you lent it out to other people to use. That's called Vitzitkosu Emedes Lalad. This tzedakah you're doing that you have svarim and you let other people use it. So Rashi says, Zeh kosev has svarim kayomim loy, sheinim kolim. You'll always have these svarim. They don't get ruined so fast. V'tzedkosa menes lalad, that means people that lend it out to other people. Then another pasuk until him says, Orei bonim levanecha. When you see grandchildren like Shalom Yisrael, that's going to cause there'll be Shalom Yisrael. What does this mean? Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Kivon shebonim lebonecho, when you see that your sons, have grandchildren, is Shalom Yisrael. You can have Shalom, what does that mean? The loyosta de chalitza, the yibam. You see that your son won't have to call me de chalitza de yibam. In other words, that they have children, there won't be a pasha of chalitza and yibam by them. Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni Yomar, Kivon shebonim lebonecho, when your sons have sons, Shalom al daine Yisrael. To be Shalom on the Dayanim, the judges in Klal Yisrael. To lo yosel and tsuya, there won't be big machlekesin. So Rashi learns, mi korev akardin benachlo. If a person doesn't have a son, so when he's going to die, it's going to be a problem. Who's going to yashin him? Who's the closest relative? His brother, his uncle, this, that? But we have children, sons, we know for sure who yashins them. So kitzev, if there'll be sons, there won't be fighting by Bezdin. That's called Shalom on Yisrael. There'll be Shalom peace. Nagir Tuchas Nachlo, who Yashin is the father. Then Zem Midrash Dorash Rab Loza Lefnechachovim. We had this in the Mishnah, that was the drasha that he said, Rab Loza Ben Azariah, that what, that Habonim Yishu, for Yabonis Yizoinu, that the sons Yashin and the daughters get fed, and both of them is only Liacha Misasav. But Kolzaman, the father's alive, he doesn't have a chiyah to support his daughter, her sons. Mar says, Yosef, Rab Yosef, Kaimed, Rab